Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, a farm management assist with the help of drones. That's the business model for Aerial Eyes LLC of Lexington. Vice President Stuart Hartley says they've been cleared for takeoff.
We're able to use some specialized optical sensors that can detect near-infrared light, or you can have a multispectral camera that has red, green, and blue sensors along with near-infrared. And then we can use some specialized software that calculates the reflectance of the light that hits those and basically gauges vegetative health. And we can get a snapshot of the stressed areas of the vegetation.
They're just getting into full swing this growing season for agriculture, but have already assisted a golf course or two.
Those are some large acreage areas, and they spend a lot of money on irrigation mostly, some on fertilizer. But we're trying to target areas that are already in good standing health, good stands of grass, and they can kind of cut back on irrigation costs. We found we can cut anywhere up to 25% on irrigation costs for a minimum cost of covering that amount of area.
Hartley says they're professionally licensed, certified, and insured to provide safe professional commercial drone services. Check them out online at aerialeyesllc.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles, and I'm asking you to join me to help take off hunger. Taxpayers can donate a portion of their refund to the Farms the Food Banks Trust Fund. I hope Kentuckians throughout the Commonwealth will support this effort to help those in need and help Kentucky farmers. Look for the Farm to Food Banks Trust Fund box, line 33, and check it off on your income tax form. For more information, visit the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at haywidefoodbanks.org.
Aerial drone services are on the rise for sure, and Stuart Hartley says Aerial Eyes is looking for agricultural customers.
We're willing to come out and give some free demonstrations. We'll come out and do a smaller area, say 10 to 20 acres for free, survey the area and produce the map for you, discuss the results, and then we can see if it's something you're interested in.
You can search the web for other drone services. I ran into Hartley at the Kentucky Fruit and Vegetable Conference last month. On pricing,
it's generally on the order of about $7 an acre. It's obviously a market of scale. We have a minimum cost of about $300 just to come out and set up and fly it and process the data. But we have some fixed-wing assets, some fixed-wing drones that can cover hundreds of acres on a single flight. And so we're capable of doing the very smallest crop of corn up to a commercial soybean field.
Drone service isn't for everybody, but for some, could save big bucks on reducing unnecessary crop product application or saving yields where they are needed. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.